You're rocking with the MLB Bro Show, where we bring you the latest and greatest in black and brown baseball players. Lock in with the Gambler, D-Grub, and Crit. Let's get it. This is the rundown, baby. This is the rundown, the rundown.
It's the rundown, the rundown, down, down. George Springer has 15 hits in his last 16 games, and he's just been a monster at the plate. It's safe to say the World Series MVP is fine. 6 homers, 11 RBI in that time. He hits dingers and makes plays. Like Willie Mays, the base sways, the ace of spades, sweet like lemonade for the daily grade. Lamont Wade Jr. is helping San Francisco keep the Dodgers away. And the Padres at bay, it's a holiday. Stanton and Aaron Judge are picking up the long ball again, while they wait for the Yankees to fall hard again. But Greg Allen provided a spark for the Yanks, and Cedric Mullins is still money in the bank for B-more. It's a lot more MLB bro action, I reckon. But what more can we say after Mookie Betts played second and turned the DP as smooth as can be? No wonder he's a former MVP, athletic supremacy. Bo Naylor wants to join his brother Josh on the Cleveland Guardians. It's a family affair. Yeah, it's a family affair on the rundown, the black and brown coming into your town. Yeah.
It's the Black Ace Report. The Black Ace Report. It's the Black Ace Report. The Black Ace Report.
The Black Ace Report, the Black Ace Retort, the Black Face Report, repping in all sport. The black pitcher has been an endangered species, but we started seeing live arms in the league, like Jordan Hicks and Jack Flaherty. Start running alarms, ringing alarms, running through the farms, and now we have multiple rotations with 2 strong black starters. It's like 2 strong black fathers, for the first time ever, like a butter soft letter. It's getting better. The Black Ace Report. Michael Givens is a black reliever, making us a believer for the Reds, who are overachievers. Josiah Gray was traded away by the Dodgers, who win now. But the MLB bro had a debut that was like wow for the Nats, who now have 2 MLB bro starters, JoJo and Joe Ross, melanated Mound Marauders. Taijuan Walker's getting back into form after a post-All-Star slump that attacked his arm. But the Stro Show is still throwing blanks, setting up a big bank. Kumar Rocca got ganked by the Mets and it's a shame, but he still has the skills to pay the bills and the talent, so the Vanderbilt product can make them pay. But for now, just stay silent and prepare for the 2022 draft, when this time you'll get the money, the respect, and the cash. Justin Sheffield and Justin Dunn, the Seattle Mariners Super Wonder Duo, Black Brown Melanated Mal Murata crew, been a bit quiet. I'm waiting for an all-out riot to break the silence, cause they got the juice and they need to let it loose. But the Black Ace Report's going strong like the Hummer. The Brown Face Retort been rocking for 40 summers. And the arms keep coming and the game keeps changing. The Black Ace Report, rubber told us that's amazing. The Black Ace Report.
We're changing the culture, one at bat at a time. We're changing the culture, opening up your mind.
We're changing the culture, one at bat at a time. So open up your mind while these guys diamond mine and analyze and terrorize the pitchers. This is the black scripture. Dusty Baker's son Darren got drafted. When it comes to baseball, that's black magic. Second generational ball players in traffic. Remember when Darren almost got flattened on a play at the plate in 2002? It was a World Series that the Giants kind of blew. Barry Bonds was at his peak, but it wasn't meant to be. But the son of Dusty's coming to the MLB. So old misery becomes happy times. Darren Baker comes to the MLB to shine. Changing the culture, one MC at a time. Changing the culture while the brothers diamond mine. Joe Adele finally got the call to Cali. He's by the valley getting fans higher than the Maui. Did you see Brian Goodwin flip his bat like he was trying to make it kiss the baseball guards? That was hard. An avalanche, not a mirage. Tim Anderson still leading the first place Sox. And Dominic Smith still hitting his way out of the box for the Mets. There's so many bros with so many skills that pay bills. So many flows that can't be no frills. The steals, the triples, JP Crawford up the middle. The black and brown bombers who always provide the sizzle. We changing the culture.
It's those classic hits with David Grubb on MLB Bros Podcast. It's those classic hits with David Grubb on MLB Bros Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Classic Hits. It's D Grubb, and I'm back to tell you about another one of the great characters in baseball history. Today we're talking about Deion Sanders. Yeah, we all know primetime from his Hall of Fame football career, and now as the head coach at Jackson State University. But there was a time when Coach Prime was burning up base paths across the big leagues when he wasn't playing shutdown corner on Sundays. Coming out of high school, Deion was taken in the sixth round by the Kansas City Royals, but chose to go to Florida State and become a star on the gridiron, the track, and the baseball diamond. Deion was an immediate star in the NFL for the Atlanta Falcons, but the New York Yankees had also taken a shot by drafting him in the 30th round of the MLB's draft in 1988. With Bo Jackson making a name for himself playing both football and baseball, Prime didn't see any reason why he couldn't do the same. So in 1989, primetime made it to the show. And in 1992, Deion Sanders was finally ready to live up to that name. Now with the Atlanta Braves, Deion played in a career-high 97 games, leading the majors with 14 triples. Just for perspective, Diamondbacks outfielder David Peralta leads the majors with 7 in 101 games. He also posted career highs with a .304 batting average and an OPS of .841. While with the Braves, Prime became the first person to play in an NFL game and MLB game in the same day. He played for the 1992 World Series, going 8-for-15 in only 4 games in the Braves' 6-game loss to the Blue Jays. From 92 to 97, Deion kept showing just how amazing an athlete and baseball player he was, even as a part-timer. Over those 5 seasons, he batted .280, collecting 492 hits in 484 games, as well as stealing 163 bases and racking up 133 extra base hits. A Deion triple might have been the most exciting few seconds in the game at the time. He finished his career with more stolen bases than Ken Griffey Jr., who played in 2,000 more games. On the field, Deion was a throwback. His game was built for the gaps. A short hop in front of any outfielder could mean an extra base at any time. He was a throwback in his style, too. While with the Cincinnati Reds, Prime altered his uniform to recreate the look and feel of a Negro League All-Star. He rocked the cut-off sleeves and the high socks. His leads off first were a combination of Jackie Robinson and Ricky Henderson. His flair in the outfield reminded folks of some of the legends of the game. His look was so retro that MLB banned it. Deion only played 641 games in his career, less than 4 full seasons when added all up. But his impact was real, as was his game. Imagine what he could have done had he stuck with baseball full time. That's Deion Sanders, today's classic hit.
We know that black don't crack. We know that black don't crack.
Tell me something. Why would the New York Mets let a generational talent get away for $6 million? $6 million. That's like 60, 70 bucks to you and me, even in these pandemic times. Well, then again, there's some other high rollers who may be checking it out, and you know what I'm saying. Still, the New York Mets had a $6 million offer on the table to Kamar Rocker, who would well exceed that in brand likeness and fans through the turnstiles, but nah, they wouldn't sign him. Something about a UCL injury. That's right, the injury that normally leads to Tommy John surgery. They put that bone out on that young fella, and it's just not right. I mean, if the medical staff from the New York Mets is so damn prolific, why is Jacob DeGrom still on the sidelines? I mean, come on, folks. This is despicable. This is a classic case of Sandy Alderson just being, well, too old. Quite frankly, he needs to pull down those dress socks, take off those old man white, I wish I was Buster Brown shoes, and get out of the way of things. $6 million? You're going to play frugal with a generational talent? You got to be kidding me. Anyway, the Mets have made a series of super stupid mistakes, which have cost them billions of dollars over the course of the last 20 years. And this could be one of them. You know the difference between the Bronx and Queens? Queens screws up before they win championships. In the Bronx, they win championships, and then they start screwing up. It's your boy Mark Gray. That's the mixtape for this week.
Extra Bass Power.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Extra Bass Power here on the MLB Bro Show podcast. Once again, I'm Crit, here with you like I am every week, bringing you some of the best things that I've seen from black and brown players throughout the game of baseball this week. So now that the deadline has passed, the season's going to heat up now. We had some teams make some really big moves. We saw some really big names on the move last week as teams are gearing up for a World Series run. As we hit the dog days of summer, we're going to see these moves panned out. We had a few MLB bros on the move, so we're going to talk about that. And we're going to see which MLB bros are going to have big impacts for their teams down the stretch. The veteran MLB bro, Josh Harrison, was dealt to the Oakland A's from the Washington Nationals prior to the trade deadline. Now, Harrison's having a solid season this year, and he should play a decent role for the A's down the stretch. Now, he's the ultimate professional, and he's the guy that you want in the locker room. He's the guy that's going to show up every day. He's not going to complain. He's going to work. He's going to play wherever you want him to play. He's a utility guy. He'll play in outfield. He'll play in the infield. It don't matter. Wherever you put him at, he's going to play. He's going to make plays, and he's going to hit, most importantly. And he's just a good veteran presence to have. You know, you can never have too many of those, especially when you vying for a championship. Now, there was a highly touted prospect that was traded as well. And that was Josiah Gray. Now, he was previously with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He played in the Futures game a few weeks ago during All-Star weekend, but he was dealt to the Nationals as a part of the Max Scherzer deal. So now he's with the Nationals, and they're in a full-scale rebuild, no doubt about it. He's going to get plenty of opportunities to prove that he deserves to be in the big league. He's even got a start and actually did pretty well in his first career big league start. So now to the bros who will have a huge impact down the stretch. Let's look at Marcus Semien. Now, obviously, when you look at his bat, that's important because he's in the midst of a career. So obviously the Blue Jays need his bat down the stretch. But more important, they're going to need his veteran leadership. A lot of the guys who are on the Blue Jays roster, they haven't been in this situation before, playing a full 162 games while in a stretch run. They're in the AL wild card race. They probably won't win the AL East, but they're in a wild card race. They're a few games back, but they still have a chance. So they're going to lean on Semien a lot to get him through these tough games, get him through a situation many of them have never been in. Now let's look at Don Smith for the Mets. He's been up and down this year, but he's actually started to pick it up of late. Seems the signs of life from him. He had a huge 2 RBI single over the weekend to help propel his team to a victory. Now, the Mets did acquire Javi Baez at the trade deadline, but doesn't trade anything for Smith. In fact, it may help him. Give him some insurance in the lineup depending on how the lineup card shakes out on a given day. Even gives another bat in the lineup for teams to look at. That helps a lot too. Now, the Mets want to hold off on the NL East to have any chance of winning the championship. Smith's bat's going to have to come alive over the next 2 months or so, heading into October. And if his recent success is any indication of that, the Mets fans may be in luck. And that's all for Extra Base Power here on this week's MLB Bro Show podcast. Be sure to tune in next week for more. As always, I'm Crit. Thanks for listening.
Concludes another episode of the MLB Bro Show podcast mixtape for this week. Remember, we will gladly pay you on Tuesday for an MLB Bro doubleheader today. The heart of the game lies in the diversity of the game and the spirit of black baseball that dates back to the Negro Leagues. I, the gambler, your friendly neighborhood diamond checker, making sure that you stay on top of the game and in touch with the soul of MLB. See you next week, ladies and germs. We out of here. Drop the mic, please.